بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we spoke about the transgression of Banu Israel regarding the Sabbath day. In the current verse of the Quran and in the following verses, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the transgression of the Banu Israel when it came to the killing of a human being. And here in Ma'arif al-Quran it is mentioned, he quotes Ali al-Qari rahimahullah in a commentary of Mishkat by the name of Al-Mirqat. The incident is related there. So the incident says that among the Israelites in the time of Bani Israel, there was a man who was in love with a certain woman who he wanted to marry, and her father refused and he did not like this person. So this suitor, what he did was, he became very enraged, he became upset and he became incensed about it, to the extent that he went and he killed this father of her. So the Bani Israel then came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and now they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to help them to identify the murderer and the killer. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, under the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered and he instructed the Bani Israel to slaughter a cow. And the details of this incident now comes in the following verses. So what happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to slaughter a cow, and then this deceased or this dead person then be touched with part of that sacrificial animal, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore the life of this deceased, of this dead person, and he will then inform of the name of the murderer. Now we know by nature the Bani Israel, whenever a command and a decision and an order came to them from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their habit was to always raise questions and objections against the orders and decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the details of this comes now in the following verses. Remember, this chronological order of the story is not preserved in the Quran, rather it is inverted. In other words, the first part of the story, the start of the story, actually comes right at the ending of the story, or it comes in the next verse of the story. And the reason for that is, all along we read in the preceding verses, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the transgression of Bani Israel, the transgression of Bani Israel. But in this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to point out to two misdeeds that were committed by Bani Israel. One is the misdeed of the transgression of killing a human being, and the other misdeed is the misdeed of raising objections against the orders and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the start of the story at the beginning of these verses, then you and I, we would have thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just talking about one particular misdeed, and that is the transgression of killing a human being. And the story about raising questions about which cow to slaughter, we would have thought this is just a story and there's no real purpose behind its mention. No, no, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that to tell us that this raising objections against the orders and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this by itself is a great misdeed and grave sin that was committed on the part of the Bani Israel. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that part of the story first, because Allah wants to point out to two misdeeds that were committed by them. One is the transgression of killing a human being, and the second is they raising objections against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِ, and remember when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً, that Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا, Bani Israel replied, they said, are you making fun of us? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that I seek refuge in Allah that I be from the ignorant ones. قَالُوا دَعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي, Bani Israel said, okay, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to slaughter a cow now, in order for us to identify the killer, then tell us, give us some description, tell us, what is this cow? قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضُ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, then listen, Allah says that it must be a cow which is neither very young nor very old. Neither very old nor very young. عَوَانٌ It must be of middling age between that. And then Musa said, فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ Now do as you are commanded. Now remember, if they did as they were commanded, then the matter would have been easy for them. But they wanted to make the matter and life difficult for them, so they began to ask more questions. So they said, "Qalu da'u lana rabbaka yubayyin lana ma lawnuha." Okay, Musa, ask Allah to tell us what is the color of this cow. Qala innahu yaqulu innaha baqaratun safra faqi'un lawnuha tasurru an-nadhirin. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them that Allah says that this must be a yellow cow. This must be a yellow cow. فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا Bright in color. And the color must be such تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ That it amazes and it appeases and it pleases the beholders and the onlookers. قَالُوا دَعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَاهِ Again they ask, that O Musa, now ask Allah that to clarify and to explain to us how exactly this cow must be, because إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا There are many cows alike to us, and we don't know which cow to slaughter exactly. وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ And this time, inshaAllah, we will be rightly guided to the right cow. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثَ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, then listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this must be a cow which is non-tractable. لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ A cow which is non-tractable to till the land, nor to water the crops. مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا It must be sound at the same time, and it must be blemishless. Now they said, قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ Now you have brought to us something. Now you have come about with something. فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Allah says that finally when they found a cow like this, they slaughtered this cow. But it was almost that they wouldn't have slaughtered this cow as well. And then Allah says, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا As we said, the start of the story now comes in the next verse. And here Allah says, remember when you killed, because before this verse, that is the verses that we just read now about the description of this cow, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us how they would raise objections all the time against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was given to them. And here in وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا which is the start of the story, this is the second misdeed that was committed by them, and Allah wants to draw attention to that, that listen, this is a transgression on their part, and that is the killing of a human being. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا Remember when you killed a soul, and then you push the blame onto one another. I did not kill it. You killed this person. So the supporters of the murderer, they began to push the blame onto one another, saying that, you know what, he did not kill. Rather, others from the Bani Israel, they killed this person. But Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَّا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ Allah knows very well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely reveal, Allah will bring forth that which you were concealing in your heart. You knew the killer very well, but you were concealing it within yourselves, and Allah is going to reveal that. فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا So Allah says that we said that strike him with part of the calf, with part of the cow. That you strike him, this person should be touched with part of that sacrificial animal. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ If a person has to do this, كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِ اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ Allah says, in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores the deceased, the lives of the dead people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you his signs so that you can understand. So from here we understand in this last part of the verse, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored the life of that dead person, and then he woke up and he informed of the name of the murderer. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore our lives, and Allah will reproduce us. This is an ayah. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِ Allah shows you his signs. So this itself is a sign to show you the omnipotence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah will raise us for it the day of resurrection, for ba'ath on the day of qiyamah, when we will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ So that you can understand all of these signs. Here a question is raised that If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the resurrection of this man by this person, he has to be touched by some part of an animal for him to now wake up and inform of the name of the killer, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just commanded that this person just rise from his grave and inform of the name of the killer. Ya Mufassirin mentioned that Wallahu alam, Allah knows best why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this entire episode happened like this. But the idea is that we do not delve into issues that we cannot comprehend. Allah says, La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. Allah is never questioned as to what Allah does. Rather, we are questioned as to what we do. A Muslim means to submit. Islam means to submit. So a true Muslim is that person who submits and surrenders to the decisions and the orders and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to what he does. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us complete and strong iman and istiqamah on that. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.